Now, in Science Journal with Christian Falvey, The Final Frontier. The voyages of Tomáš Roussek, a Czech spaceship architect who is going where no Czech has gone before, to NASA, asteroids, Mars, and beyond.
Twenty-eight-year-old Tomáš Roussek aims high in his work. He has redesigned Prague on Mars, conceived an orbiting lunar hotel and a moon module that makes building material out of moon dust, and most recently his design for a ship using artificial gravity and a defunct International Space Station was rated the most innovative idea of a NASA conference called Explore Now. When he came to our studio this week, I talked to him, among other things, about how one becomes a space architect.
I started by doing futuristic architecture. We did an exhibition of future architecture in Prague, how it can evolve in the next 200 years up to a vision of a new Prague on Mars, which was like lunar Mars colony on the Mars surface. And when I was deciding what to do in my life, what to do with the rest of my life, the best thing was actually to help with, the biggest challenge is to help with space exploration and to really help getting people to Mars.
Okay, well, tell us about the project that NASA was interested in. I believe it's a ship proposed for travel to the asteroid belt.
Yeah.
And it has a rotating kind of arm that would provide gravity. Can you tell me more?
Yeah. This proposal was designed for some near-Earth object, not to asteroid belt, but to one of the nearest asteroids. And the spacecraft is consisting of two parts. One is habitat, and other is a propulsion module. And once you get the trajectory to asteroid, you can actually detach the two parts that are connected by Kevlar strings, Kevlar tethers.
These are very strong strings of metal, is it?
It should be more like carbon-based material. And the best would be carbon nanotubes,
which,
but we have to wait a bit for
which aren't long enough yet.
actually, they started producing them in like endless string. So now it's becoming real.
But what was it specifically about your project proposal that NASA appreciated?
In this case, this particular concept that was based on idea of my colleague Brian Wilcox. We together designed that mission that showed the potential of artificial gravity utilization and also the potential of using, for example, part of the ISS station, International Space Station, and it's possible, for example, to detach one module which would be connected with like new hardware and you can boost it to asteroid. It was a vision what to do with a space station at the end of the lifetime. This will be assembled like at the space station together, and then it will be disconnected, you know, and then after the mission it should get back to ISS because it can't go directly through atmosphere. You have to, you know, get the astronauts back to ISS, and then you can go down to Earth by common spaceships that will be used for it.
But the gravitation, the rotating gravitational idea isn't anything new, is it?
We know that from
2001, for example.
Yeah, I love the film. That's something that you have to see many times when you are a scientist. Actually, I have seen also NASA official redesign of this spacecraft to Jupiter, for example. They really have shown the flaws of the design.
So you were actually inspired by this movie?
Yeah, of course. I like the movie, and actually the idea was firstly presented 100 years ago by Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, who is a father of rocket science, and he was actually a high school teacher in Russia, and he invented half of the things that the rocket science is based on, and one of them was also artificial gravity.
But there's not actually any missions currently being planned that your proposal would be used for. Is that right? It's for a hypothetical mission.
Actually, this is for a real mission because NASA after the moon flight was cancelled, the Constellation program was cancelled, everybody wanted to go directly to Mars, but it wasn't possible because of current state of technology and funding. So actually in recent times, NASA experts were designing new proposal which goes to near-Earth objects, to asteroid. It was published 1 week ago, and it's a really mission to asteroid, which is using space exploration vehicles, like new small vehicles for two people, for example, and the new infrastructure that is planned.
So you actually hope that you could see your plans come to fruition and actually be constructed?
Not in this form as it was designed it, but the real proposal that was done by other teams, it has like very similar features.
You may be surprised to learn that I'm also a spacecraft designer.
Really? That's cool.
When I stopped when I was 13.
Yeah.
And my work dealt primarily with improvements to the Enterprise starship.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you're fulfilling the dream of many, many, many boys. Was this a love of yours when you were a child as well?
Of course. I wanted to, redesign all the planet and start building space colonies and so on. And then you are a bit disappointed that it's not fast as you think on the beginning. But this is something that you can really, like, dedicate several lives.
But tell me about the process of going from dreaming about this as a child to actually doing it at the age of only 28. How did you not get sidetracked into other work?
I was always trying to combine like commercial design work, for example, and something which was uncommercial but like helping to improve something, and I try to balance it in my life. I started a company for architecture and design, ATC.net, and I was at the same time, for example, with other friends organizing futuristic architecture exhibitions. And after our Faculty of Architecture in Prague, I got to International Space University in Strasbourg, and I got a scholarship from European Space Agency to cover half of the fees. And thanks to this, I was able to study space architecture, to travel all around the Europe and America to see how the rockets and satellites are built nowadays.
And I understand you have some interesting projects coming up. You're working on a lunar module and a lunar hotel.
Yeah. It's lunar module and orbital hotel. And in the case of lunar module, it's based on the technology of 3D printing with the lunar soil directly by a robotic technology that is heating up the soil and baking actually the whole habitat, which is a new emerging technology that would allow to build whole cities on Moon just thanks to solar power, for example. And if we would have something like this on Earth, it would be totally excellent. And the other project is a orbital hotel that is idea of Andrei Doble, and it will be presented, both of these projects will be presented next week on the big space congress here.
Right, but when you come up with an idea and a design for something like a lunar hotel, and you present it at a conference, where does it go from there? I mean, so far, obviously, 100% of such ideas have finished somewhere in a filing cabinet, so...
Yeah. Well, with the space architecture, the things are very much on the beginning. We are still in, like, first centuries of the...
Exploration,
you know. It's something that you can put into file cabinet and people in 50 years will take it out and they will use it somewhere. So it's not so much aimed in these cases to applicate it directly in reality. But for example, this lunar habitat was designed when the Constellation program of USA was at full speed, and it was working very well with the infrastructure that America was planning. Leaders of architecture team, they liked the module very much. So if we would go to Moon, it would be one of the things maybe considered for that, because it was using effectively the technologies that they were developing. And for example, now they are asking for new funding to test these technologies. And this lunar module is like example of the potential of the technology. So it's used for the research.
It's amazing. So to all the children out there, you really can make a living drawing spaceships and lunar hotels and so on.
Well, in this case, when everybody is speaking, for example, about space tourism and so on, it's a really important thing for the whole development of the whole planet, because with these first pioneers that pay for the ticket to get to space, just at least to see the horizon on a short suborbital flights. Once hundreds of thousands of people start stepping into the space, then it will be possible to build more and more ships, to put it in the same process, to start a similar process like in aviation. When on the beginning it was a suicide discipline, and then it was long time just for the richest ones. And now it is, after it was so risky, now it is more safe to fly by Boeing than to walk across here in Prague on the road. So I feel it like the same level plan.
That was space architect Tomáš Rosek ending that edition of Science Journal.